When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Seven Lamb Productions presents
Kenneth Heights Stories, Joey and the Missing Lunch, Part 2.
All right, Mr. Evernuckle, let's run it through one more time.
But I already told you what I was doing.
Yeah, sure. We just supposed to believe you were out looking for some person's lunch?
Not some person, my sweet tush.
But you just so happened to be there at the scene of a murder. How convenient.
The hot-headed guy was named Tockett, and the woman sitting before me was named Chubbs, which was weird because she was really skinny. Although it was just her name, so I guess it wasn't that weird. I was just walking by, I swear!
Are you sore at me, you scrawny piece of shit?
I'm not scrawny. I work out. Hard.
Yeah? Where?
At my home.
You have a home gym?
Yeah, and it's really cool.
I bet it isn't.
You'd lose that bet.
Oh, shit.
Enough! Tockett, take it easy. He didn't have any blood on him. He had no murder weapon, and no murder weapon has been found at the scene of the crime. I doubt Mr. Evernuckle here would stick around long enough for us to show up.
I wouldn't. That's stupid.
Okay. So, describe what you saw again.
I didn't get a good look. I squinted, but I think I squinted too hard and my eyes shut.
Well, before your eyes shut, what did you see?
A big guy.
Tall?
No, round. I told you all of this.
Oh, man. What do you think, Tockett?
It's hard to say.
Tockett pulled a pack of cigarettes from his pocket. He slid one out using just his lips. He then lit it all cool-like.
Should we bring it to the chief?
I don't think we're gonna get much here.
Hey, can I get a cigarette?
You smoke?
I need to start.
Why?
Because I'm gonna be a PI, and if I want to be a PI, then I need to solve cases like my baby's missing lunch. But if I want to be a cool PI, I need to smoke cigarettes and drink lots of coffee.
Well, you ain't getting one, unless we get more answers.
I gave you all my answers.
Yet somehow I don't believe you.
Just then the door opened.
Tockett, Chubbs, Chief wants to talk to you.
Tell him we'll be right there.
Is that the chief of police or like a Native American guy you answer to? Ooh, or both.
You just stay here.
Chubbs grabbed a cigarette from Tockett's pack.
Hey!
And tossed it to me. She also threw me his lighter. I caught it with one hand like it was nothing. Which it was. But it was also pretty cool.
We'll be back.
Really think he's telling the truth?
We can't book him.
But I asked if you think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, he's not our guy.
Wait.
What?
Can't let the chief see me smoking. You have a beck going on.
He's gonna smell it.
Nuh-uh, I got gum. Want a piece?
What flavor?
Strawberry.
Okay. Let me do all the talking in there, okay? Oh, wait.
Ugh. What?
This is strawberry. It's cherry flavoring. You know I hate cherries. Blah.
Mm. Who hates cherries?
I don't hate cherries. I hate cherry flavoring. There's a difference.
My bad.
Ugh. Okay. You ready?
Sure. Even though I'm not allowed to talk.
Let cooler heads prevail.
Come in.
After they left, I lit the cigarette and took a long drag.
Yeah, this stuff, I probably look so cool right now.
I continued to smoke, but it didn't take long until they were back.
All right, Mr. Evernuckle, you're free to leave.
Really?
Yeah, turns out there was another murder a few blocks up. Happened 5 minutes ago. Same MO.
Oh, awesome! Not for the murdered person, but for me.
Get out of here and watch your back. Last three victims, parts of their bodies were skinned.
What? Even the guy I found?
That's right. Although, not much of him. Maybe because you showed up, causing the guy to stop his work.
Whoa, he was probably scared, since I'm a manly man. I'm pretty muscular, and I know how to fight.
That may be so, but all the victims so far have been men. And all were muscular, too. So be careful. This guy is making sure it's not a Merry Christmas this year.
The moment I left the precinct, I pulled out my printed bus list. I skimmed through, trying to remember my next move. Plenty of buses came through Atlas, and Atlas had a ton of stops. Oh yeah, I needed to talk to Baby Cakes again. I pulled out my phone and called the office.
Mr. J's office, what do you want?
Honey, it's me.
Oh.
Joey.
I know.
Joey Evernuckle.
God damn it, I know! What do you want, Joey? You find my lunch yet?
No, but I'm trying.
Okay, I'm hungry.
I'm trying really hard. I'm calling because I want to know what stop you got off on, Baby Cakes.
What stop do you think? The one on the corner.
And what time did you arrive at work today?
Same time I always fucking do, dumbass. 8.
I skimmed through the list. There, I found it. The bus number was 142. Hey, Baby Cakes, I know what bus you are on.
Good, get my lunch.
I so will, and I'll do it quickly and everything.
Okay, whatever, bye.
Bye, sweet tush. Okay, so the bus is 142. I checked the time. Damn, the next stop was halfway across the city. But if I could intercept it, yeah, that's what I'd do. I looked around, looking for a bus stop. There! I ran over to it and skimmed through the list again. The next pickup here, by 168, was scheduled in 5 minutes. Awesome! And 168 had a stop in an hour outside the city, which is where I needed to go to intercept the other bus. Just then, a bald man with a duffel bag walked up. Even though it was cold, he looked all sweaty. Do I know you? He looked familiar.
No, don't believe so.
Yeah, I do. You were that guy who came to Die Hard.
Are you following me?
No, are you following me?
No, I work at Gacy's in the mall right there, and I'm heading home for the day.
I looked down the street at the Kenneth Heights Mall. A triangular sign sat out front next to a Red Cross employee ringing a bell. It read, "Now hiring for new Santa."
What's your excuse?
I don't have an excuse. I'm looking for my girlfriend's lunch.
Sure you are.
Hey, didn't you have a beard earlier?
I shaved it.
In the middle of the day?
I'm allowed to do that.
It's kind of weird, though.
Not as weird as looking for my girlfriend's lunch on a city bus.
That's not weird.
Yes, it is. You're weird.
You're the one who comes to Die Hard movies.
So? That's weird?
It's not normal.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. Also, it's not just Die Hard movies. It's all Bruce Willis action films.
Doesn't make it any better. He walked away, giving me the cold shoulder. Although it was starting to snow harder, so I assumed both his shoulders were equally cold. A minute later, the bus arrived and we both boarded, but I made sure to keep my distance and sat on the opposite side. I checked the bus list again. I had a total of 3 stops before I would reach Coolidge Avenue. That's when I would hop off and have to walk a few blocks to the other stop where Edith's bus would show up approximately 20 minutes later. Hell yeah. One stop later, the crazy bald Willis Stan got up.
I'm getting off here.
Is that because you're thinking of the fifth element?
Hey, no. I meant I'm getting off the bus here. And I'm thinking about the remake of Death Wish.
He shuffled off with his big duffel bag, and the bus once again was on its way. Thank God, that guy was super weird and gross. When I got to my stop, I hurried off, knowing I only had 20 minutes to catch the other bus. I was outside the city in a small suburb. I ran across the street covering my face because of the super harsh wind. Again, I wasn't cold, but I knew this was just what people did when it was cold and windy. Ten minutes later, I was at the stop. Yes! I almost got your lunch, baby cakes. All I have to do is—
What?
Ah! What the hell? Tocket was disguised as a trash can. He stood up, lifting the can with him. What are you doing?
I've been following you.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why.
Please do. That's why I asked.
Because we just found out that our prime suspect is a bus hopper.
Is that Dennis Hopper's brother?
No, you are, tard.
Thank you for not pronouncing the E.
He hops buses. That's how he's been getting around all over the city. He jumps from bus to bus. You know who else does that?
Keanu Reeves?
No!
Oh, that's right. He only jumps one bus.
Forget Keanu Reeves. I'm talking about you. I saw you do it.
So what?
So what?
Yeah, so what?
I'll tell you so what.
Please do. That's what I asked.
So, you just hop buses like our prime suspect. Put two and two together and boom. You got a four. You're a four.
Nuh-uh, I'm a 5, and Edith says with my personality, I'm a 4.5.
Close enough.
I'm not the Santa Claus killer.
How do you know his name?
Because I overheard it, that's why.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fine. You're lucky we don't have any evidence.
Am I? Because it would probably prove it's not me.
We'll see. Just remember, I can be anywhere. I got my eye on you.
Even in that trash can? I can barely see your face.
Well, I can see yours. But just watch it, Buster.
My name is Joey. Joey Everknuckle. He waddled off around the corner. He was a weirdo too. Maybe not as weird as Mick Comes to Willis, but close. I took a seat on the bench after clearing off some snow. I shivered, but not out of coldness or nervousness. I was just a little scared of what I would do to that Tocket if he came at me like that again.
Hey.
Ah!
I just want to apologize for my partner.
Detective Chubbs was standing right behind me. Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes he can really take these cases to heart. And this one's a rough one. I'll talk to him.
Does that mean I won't be followed anymore?
Can't say for sure. But I can assure you that it won't be my idea.
But he'll probably still follow me?
Yeah, probably.
And you're his partner, so you'll probably be with him.
Yeah.
So I will still essentially be followed.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. But you don't think it's me, do you?
No. We've had witnesses say the guy is taller.
Hey, I'm tall.
Do you want it to be you?
No. Proceed.
They also say he seems older and bigger. But it's hard to tell because this guy is just dressing as Santa. Beard, belly, and all.
What about the victims? Any connection between them?
Other than being fit men? No. But we're looking into it. You know, when my partner isn't dressed like a trash can.
Makes sense.
Whoever is murdering and skinning these poor men is a real weirdo. Last suspect had the words, "I'm a meat popsicle," written in blood on the sidewalk beside him.
Jesus, are there always things written in blood?
So far. Like I said, he's a real weirdo.
Chubbs, help me over here. I can't get the lid off, and it's fucking up the part of my hair.
I gotta go. Be careful out there, Mr. Evernuckle.
Thanks, but it's Joey. Joey Evernuckle.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, when you said hey earlier and I went, ha! That was an attack cry, not a scared yell.
Right.
She smiled and gave me a half wave, half salute, half spirit fingers, and went after her partner. I was surprised she told me all that stuff. Seemed really unprofessional, but maybe she liked me because of my muscles. Or maybe she wanted help with her case because she knew I was about to be the best PI this side of the Mississippi. Well, second best, after Mr. Locke. And maybe I would help them, but I had a more pressing matter right now. My baby cake's lunch. And 5 minutes later, the bus arrived. Yes! I paid my fare and walked through the mostly empty bus, searching each seat as I passed. I went all the way to where Rosa Parks wouldn't sit, but nothing. The lunch wasn't here. No. Mr. Bus Driver.
Yeah?
Was there a lunch left on this bus?
How the hell should I know? Now sit down!
Jeez, okay. Oh boy, no lunch. This case just got a lot harder. How would I find it now? For the first time since I started this assignment, I felt bad. Could I do this? Could I find Edith's lunch? Or would she be forced to order out today? I couldn't imagine her having to do that. Look at a menu, call a restaurant, and then pick it up? No, I had to solve this. I had to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be the best PI any side of the Mississippi.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kenneth Height Stories, Joey and the Missing Lunch. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Jose Caraballo. Starring Robert M. Lamb as Joey, Amy LeRae as Edith, Kim S. as Chubbs, and Vic M. as Tockett. Co-starring Jack Austin, Clifton Smith, Douglas Solway, Mia Sukvalai, Jose Caraballo, and Dennis Caldwell. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and various artists at artlist.io. And if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. And thank you to everyone on Patreon. We appreciate the support. Special shout out to patrons Bradley Williams, Brad McQuaid, and Jide LOL for being 7 Lamb patrons this month.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.